welcome everybody. Got people over on Facebook Live, people over, people on Spreaker, people on Blog Talk Radio, on the MRN Broadcasting, the Go Long Media channel. Yeah, it's a new one. Over on Blog Talk Radio, Somo, SoundCloud, iTunes, and soon to be. And soon to be iHeartRadio and TuneIn. Those are to come. So, only a couple topics on today's agenda. I just wanted to get into a couple of them a bit more than usual. Today we're going to get into, again, there's some new reports that came out this week on... that revolve around Dominican baseball player, pitcher, Yordano Ace Ventura. Yordano passed away Sunday in the early morning hours in an accident where his SUV was overturned. There's been a lot of pictures. It's odd that the media is so public with pictures of people that are dead. I don't know. I've always find that disrespectful. I know some media outlets here in the U.S. decided to go ahead and publish those pictures or edited versions of those pictures where the deceased is edited out. I decided not to go with that. So I've had some people send me some photos, too, from the Dominican Republic as well. One of them in particular... that has been floating around actually shows him after his death, which I'll get into a little bit here in just a moment. The other topic that we will get into today is LeBron James's cry for help. Yes, LeBron's cry for help. I know those of you who listened to my show on Tuesday listened to my shows for the past few years, reading my articles on the topic, people know I've been very critical of LeBron and those that care to comment or, I'll start off with that a little bit. I'll save that. You're right. Good call. I'll save that because I'll explain it a little bit, some of my criticisms for LeBron James. Not a hater, criticisms, okay? Professional way to do it. I'm not going to get angry on Twitter like some people do. Actually, that's a good segue into some of the reports that have been coming out about Yordano. What has been going on is, again, his vehicle flipped in the early morning hours, killing him and a passenger that was with him. Now, there has been a report that was actually first put out by a Dominican radio, a journalist on a Dominican radio station. For more on that, for more specific information, go over to the CHT on sports.com. I have an article on it. Go over and check out that full article over there. But Pedro Martinez went off on Twitter with some very pressing concerns. Very legitimate yet pressing concerns that had to do with looting and robbing Mr. Ventura at the scene of the accident, presumably still alive. There was a report, like I said, from a Dominican journalist on a Dominican radio station. I think it's 106.5 Sol FM. And what was said is that the allegations of that he was robbed of several thousand dollars, which some reports have equated to as much as $500,000 in cash. Who carries a half a mil in cash on them? A gun, his 2015 World Series rings, and some other valuable shoes, stuff like that. So this is what was being alleged. Now, Pedro Martinez, again, feeling for his, his comrade, his countryman, takes to Twitter to kind of vent his frustration about it. Well deserved. You got to have some way to communicate with people. When the people that are putting out this information are in large part putting it out via Twitter as well, he took to Twitter too, saying that, he was basically said he was upset. Again, I got the translations in English and stuff over on the page as well. So, that it's just surprised that anybody would do such an unspeakable horror. And the big meat of it was, he hopes that there's an investigation that gets carried out, because if there's any timely evidence of this, I would feel a great deal of shame for my country. And that's a quote from him, from Twitter, which he's removed those from Twitter. They are available. His tweets are still available there. Once you put it on Twitter and somebody embeds it, the link is gone. If they go to your Twitter, they don't find it. But once it's embedded, whatever you said, it's still there. It's not gone. Somebody screenshots it, somebody hits right click save to a picture, they got it now. So it's like I embedded it in the article, so you'll still see it there in the article. But he was just searching for some more information. I know through the research and stuff that I've been doing, Pio Deportes, they interviewed Raul Hernandez, which is Ventura's grandfather. I know their family was feeling some of the same ways, searching for, as he said, clarification and an investigation from the Dominican Republic National Police. So, that's what the grandfather and the family was looking for as well. But so obviously there's been some more on that has come out. In Dominicana TV. Again, I have a link over there so I can source it. I do want to let everybody know that my source is to what was broadcast in the Dominican Republic. The image that appears on there is graphic. I wish there was a way around it. They did not have a transcription or an article on this, just a news report. That's all I could find. So, citing my source, okay? Again, the imagery is graphic. So, if you don't go there, that's fine. But this is where I had to translate. It's also in Spanish. So, if you don't know Spanish, it's not something where you can click and push over in Google Translate either. So basically, the new report that came out is the speculations of Mr. Ventura being defiled, being looted and robbed while he's struggling to hang on for life, being in a situation. Really, the situation itself is really what set Pedro Martinez, Hall of Fame pitcher, off about it. That if somebody could do an unspeakable act so horrible as robbing and looting a vehicle when that person's trying to hang on for their life. It just nothing but disdain for them. You get that. That makes sense, you know? It's really unspeakable to think that somebody is there on the roadside, lying there, dying, fighting for their life, and all you're trying to do is steal their swag and some cash and bounce, you know? But according to their newest report, it is inaccurate. He was not looted. And he says, and I quote, the pistol that he was alleged to be carrying at the time was at his home there in the Dominican Republic, was not carrying it with him at the time. The $500,000, or pesos is what they called it. Again, they didn't say U.S. dollars or Dominican pesos. So I'm just going to call them dollars. They're pesos, dollars. You know, I know when I go on vacation to Mexico or even in Puerto Rico, when I lived there for a year in Puerto Rico, people will say pesos all the time. It just means dollars, money. You know, it's, you can use it interchangeably. Now, some countries do have a peso. That's their dollar. So if you're in Mexico, you can ask for the price in pesos and pay in Mexican pesos, or you pay in dollars. Which, again, if you're going to ask in with an accent, with a gringo accent, I don't know what you're going to end up paying anyway. So it's just how it rolls. It's how it rolls. It pays to have somebody with a native tongue with you, or not have an accent. Huh. Anyways. As far as the $500,000 in cash, he said he was not carrying it, or he did not bring it with him to the Dominican Republic when he was there. That's smart. That makes sense. And his World Series ring that was alleged to have been taken is actually at his home in Kansas. Now, I don't know if his home is in Kansas or in Missouri. I don't know. Can only assume he knows that his home is in Kansas. He didn't say Kansas City. He said Kansas. So, and there's a photo that had been circling around the internet. It was actually from a baseball writer there in the Dominican. Do you have that? No, I don't have that up there. But he's the one that put it out originally actually circled it. Showed, you know, his shoes are not stolen, his watch is not stolen, you know. You can see, you know, some of the alleged valuables that were allegedly taken were not. So it's kind of dispelling, not just in a photographic way, but in a visual way as well, that, you know, his stuff was not stolen. So no need for alarm there. Now, we have to be careful. Now, again, my article on, oh my God, he was robbed, is the same article as, he wasn't. It's the same article. I'm not a big thrills guy, I guess. You know, it just, I'm in the process of really looking for more information on, was he robbed while he was fighting for his life? I found more information and sources that said, no, he wasn't. Authorities took photographs of him deceased at the scene, and that's what's been going around the internet. By the way, the Colonel Jacobo Mateo, he is the one in charge of the public relations for the National Police. And he's the one that tweeted out a partial photo. Again, it was a photo of the accident, but you could see Mr. Ventura, still half of his body, three quarters of his body was in the shot. I do find that a bit distasteful. I know several people tweeted at him that it was not cool. It was distasteful, I guess. But it's the pictures are still up. You know, it's not the same culture. I guess it's more acceptable there. You know, in some situations, I guess it is. I don't know. I didn't like it. I didn't find it respectful. So you will not find those photos on my site. All right. If you want to follow us, be sure to go over to at the half on Twitter, on Twitter and Facebook. Did you guys see the Instagram? Instagram should be over there on Instagram. And check us out up there. Follow me anywhere at Matt Long Sports. So heading into the next topic here, the last topic of today's show. Again, thank you everybody for tuning in, listening live, listening to the podcast version of the show. You know, your time and your effort that you spend here is very much appreciated. I mean, you could be doing literally anything else right now, but you're watching or listening to this show. And, you know, I appreciate that. We appreciate that as well. So you can see all these shows and go all of them for sure. You'll see them all or hear them all over at thechtonsports.com. Click on the listen link. There's a player over there. You can play them all. Most shows also have an article, a post up on as well that you can share easily. So the next topic is LeBron James and his cry for help. Yes, his cry for help. He did. I do believe that he's been trying to get different personnel and stuff like that in there to help cut his minutes, to help create more scoring opportunities and less of a situation where he is here in January and February having to spend a lot of time on the floor, and he's playing pretty high minutes right now. So that's not ideal for them moving forward. So he wants somebody else, a scorer, some other scorer is what he asked for. He says they're top heavy, which dissecting is a bit backhanded to his teammates, you know, to Shumpert, to Love, to, you know, the other guys on his team. I know he hasn't really seen eye to eye and been, you know, all that cool with Kevin Love, which is, it's just fine. Kevin Love, you know, is pretty much the first half star, and the second half star is Kyrie, as the backups, you know, the backups are tier A1 star, right after LeBron. So it's they have to get them all their points, they have to get them minutes, you know, stuff like that. So it's kind of rotating and stuff like that. And he wants more scores. Love can score. It's just not how their offense runs in the second half of the game. I guess there's not as much appreciation there for Kevin Love. So actually the Knicks reached out and said, hey, we'll give you Carmelo Anthony, straight up trade for Kevin Love. And the Cavs organization said, nah, we're good. I'm good. So they said no to it. Now, the Knicks are still interested in trading Carmelo, and the Cavs are still interested in finding somebody else. Now, there's a few sides to this, okay? Yes, I do have a strong opinion that LeBron, if you wanted to construct a better team, maybe you would have taken less money. They're already 20-some million over the salary cap. So technically, had he taken the league minimum, they still wouldn't have been able to purchase anything within the salary cap because he'd still be over. You know, his entire salary above legal minimum, they're still above the salary cap. Now, they don't want to pay more. They don't want to pay more in the salary cap because, you know, the front office probably in the understanding that they could probably win with what they have. I don't think that there's an issue with, I mean, obviously you want home court if you can get home court, but throughout the playoffs, that would be ideal, the home court advantage. But, you know, there in the East, it doesn't matter as much. I don't really see any competition for them in the East. They'll come out of the East. The NBA has pretty much come to that point where it's the Cavs out of the East are going to play the Warriors or the Spurs out of the West. And that's pretty much what we look at. I know Houston fans don't like to hear that. You know, OKC fans just don't want to hear that either. Memphis fans, you know, these other teams, Clippers, really the Clippers, because they came close. They were up on the Warriors before getting a comeback sweep. You know, it's not surprising to me that LeBron wants more. Some people being wildly critical of him. Oh, he has to have more guys to get it done. You know, it's your role player. You're in the playoffs. What's winning the games is your bench and being able to have guys that play bigger than they normally would. That's what wins it, you know. Having guys that step up and are able to play above their potential. So, as far as his cries for help, again, yes, it is a cry for help. Is it? I heard one person say today, oh, LeBron James throws his temper tantrum and he gets whatever he wants. You know, I don't think it's fair to call it a temper tantrum. And when you tell your front office, hey, we need more, and then he goes to the media. And again, when he went to the media, it wasn't that he went to the national media. It was after the game at his locker with local reporters. That's it. It wasn't nationally. You know, it wasn't coming off the court. He's saying this on TNT or ESPN or anything like that. It was to the local reporters after the game in the locker room, you know, away from the networks. So it wasn't, again, he's trying to get through. And again, a lot of the stuff he does that, he'll do that. He'll find, you know, one source, like Sports Illustrated when he decided to do his going home letter. You know, he went to Sports Illustrated, he had a guy, you know, local people. He sees them all the time at different places, different venues, you know. But when you're a local reporter, you know, you see him other places at other events that, you know, a lot of these reporters don't cover, you know, columnists, especially columnists, you cover every event, whatever needs to go up. So if you see him at, you know, you see him at a Browns game, you know, you're going to talk to him. If you see him at an Ohio State game, again, you're going to talk to him, and get his take on it. If he, for whatever reason, you're down covering a Cowboys game, you see him there, you know, you talk to him. So, again, that's usually why some of these athletes will single out local guys to get the word out there, and then the national people pick up on it. But it's a way for, you know, when the front office isn't listening, it's a way to make yourself heard. He didn't go to the Players Tribune and write this huge open letter to the Cavs and the owners. No, he went to local media. I get where he's coming from. Some people see that as him whining to get his way. You know, when you have a player of his caliber, when you have an employee, I'll put it this way. When you have an employee of his caliber that performs at his caliber, yes, he already gets some treatment that others will never get. But if he's a, you know, if he's a sales guy and he says, listen, I need a car, because I can't afford to use mine anymore. I know you're paying for gas. I appreciate it. But I just can't beat up my car anymore. Just can't do it. As a company, as an organization, you say, hey, listen, we have a company vehicle. Why don't you use that one? You won't get your gas stipends anymore. You get a gas card. It pays for all that gas. Just use that card. Don't use it on the weekends or anything, just for work. But we'll get you a car. We'll get a car for you to drive around in and we're going to call you a supervisor, or supervisor too, or a trainer or something. Find a way to justify it. You know, a lot of good businesses will do that for high-end employees and stuff like that, that people you know are very productive, very valuable. When somebody creates millions of dollars in value for your organization, literally overnight, finding a way to find them some additions, it's not a bad idea. So the Cavs should look at a way to fix this issue. Are they top heavy? I think that's a fairly fair statement. Their bench isn't all that deep. They could use some other scores, but I also think that if they would utilize Kevin Love better, who could be the second best player on the team, had Kyrie as more of the off guard that he is, played LeBron more in the three or the four, and found a point guard that could distribute better. And I think, and he says another score, and I don't think they really need another score. They just need somebody, probably a better point that can distribute better. Now, I think that they could ask for something different besides Melo, or, you know, I think there's guys out there that they'd be willing to bend. You know, Kevin Love could be expandable for them, they think, but you can't lose too much of your bigs down low. And he's the closest thing they really have to sustaining big. He can shoot. So I don't know. It's a really tough situation. I'm not going to pretend to have the answer on that, but I think his cry for help is legitimate. And I don't think it's so much him throwing a temper tantrum to get his way, as trying to find another way to communicate to front office and ownership that this is what is needed for us to be more successful. He's playing too many minutes. He knows he's getting up there in age. He admits it. He doesn't score the same way he used to. He needs a little bit more rest, and he's been having the rest more. Work with him more than you're working for your own agenda. Because at the end of the day, you know, he's the show. And if you don't believe it, ask the PGA Tour. Tiger's back now, so the ratings go back up. But after Tiger, ratings went down substantially. So don't be surprised, Cavaliers, if you see everything start to go down if he leaves or once he's gone. So, well, that's all we got today for To The Half. Thank you for listening in. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, social media at To The Half. You can follow me at Matt Long Sports. For the full version of this show and all the others, go to thechtonsports.com. I appreciate it. That's all I got for you here today. I'm out.